Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. And again, wishing you a happy new year, 2023. Our theme this week is something that I believe God dropped down in my heart to share with you in this new year. And it is remain firm in going forward. Remain firm in going forward. I hope you've listened to yesterday's episode where we talked about Moses and the children of Israel, how they had to remain firm in going forward at a very critical time in their lives, and it brought God's mighty power and His salvation on their behalf into their lives. And God wants to do that for you and I in 2023. Today, we're going to continue in this theme, but I want to I want to talk about shaking the dust off your feet. And this is related to a passage in Luke chapter 10 and verse 11. And it's in the context of Jesus sending out 70 of his disciples on a preaching tour. And he gave them instructions. And let me just read these instructions. And in those instructions, he tells them to shake, in certain situations, to shake the dust off their feet. And so he says, whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you. But whatever city you enter, excuse me, I had a little cough there. But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out of into the streets and say, the very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nonetheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. And so the shaking off the dust is in the context of a rejection. When you go into a city and they don't receive you, they reject you. We don't want you. We don't want to hear what you have to say. We don't want to hear your message about the kingdom of God, about Jesus. How are we to respond to that? Well, Jesus told them, said, go out into its streets and say, the very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Now, I believe that there is more than one way to look at this, and it has a more than one approach of interpretation, but I want to share with you something that God very powerfully showed me about this. And this is still a part of the thing, remain firm in going forward. I was, my mother-in-law, Sue and I had helped her get into, when she was on up in years and older and a widow, Sue and I had helped her to get into a senior citizens housing that was owned and operated by a church in which we had ministered. And so it was Christians who lived there. The church was right next door. So we thought it would be great. So we got her in there. But then something happened. The church was pastored by a man. I'm going to guess at that time he was probably in his 50s. His father, who was in his 70s, had founded the church. The son had worked for many years as an assistant, but then the father, they came to the place where he decided to retire and he turned it over to his son. But the father was still there, a part of the congregation, always sitting there in the congregation and so on. Well, the son, he had some people from Georgia preaching in the church. And they brought in some really strange teachings and doctrines, and it was causing upset. And the father was very concerned about it. So, you know, he spoke to the son about it, and he took a public stand against it. And sadly, there was a split between the father and the son. And so the son, he had built a building for a Bible school right next to the church. And apparently he had incorporated it under a separate name. Well, he just went next door and started having services. And his father carried on services in the church building that they had been meeting in for years. Now, this is a very small community, and what a scandal it was. A father and a son had split over doctrine and were having competing services right next door to each other. Families, it split families, and there was it was just a horrible situation. And my mother-in-law was she was living through all of this. And she was so angry at the son. She felt it was his fault. And there was just such intense, deep emotions and anger and hostility there. What a terrible witness. And so we realized that we were going to have to get her out of there. And so we got her into another senior citizens that was run by a Baptist group, actually in the town where she was from in New Brunswick, Canada. So I went up and we picked her up and got this place for her. And then we brought her back. She stayed with Sue and me for, I think, probably about a week. And then I drove her back to her new home. And so she has left this other place that became so painful for her. And I'm driving her back to the new home, but she kept bringing up this other situation and the people there and this pastor. And it was obvious that there was some really deep pain and hurt and frustration and anger. And all of a sudden, this passage of scripture came alive to me. That one thing that Jesus was saying to his disciples, when you go into a city and they don't receive you, they reject you, maybe they persecute you, and we know that this happened to the early Christians, maybe they beat you, maybe they jail you, whatever. When you leave there, shake the dust off your feet. I think it's Matthew's gospel. He says, wipe the dust off your feet. And all of a sudden, what I saw that Jesus was saying to them was, wipe off every bit of anger, of a desire for retaliation, for bitterness. Make sure you wipe it all off before you go to the next city to preach the gospel. Do not take any of the dirt from that unpleasant situation into the new situation you are going to. Leave the dirt, leave all the dust there, and go on to the next place and to the newness that God has for you. And so I explained that to my mother-in-law, and I said, Chris, you've got a new home. You're going to have new neighbors and new friends, a whole new situation, a different new town. And I said, you need to wipe the dirt off. Get rid of all of the pain, the anger, and frustration of where you have been. Because where you are going is more important than where you have been. And so wipe the dust off and go into your new home totally free from all of that upset and difficulty and anger and frustration. Go into your new home without any of the dirt from that old experience. And my friends, you know, we all go through things in life, and we need to make a habit of wiping off the dust. And maybe you've been through some difficult situations in 2022. You know, we're not in heaven yet, and we have difficulties, and maybe there's been a difficulty in a relationship. Maybe you've been through a divorce. Maybe you've been through a church split. Maybe you have, no telling maybe what you have been through, but let me encourage you, wipe the dust off. Get rid of all the dirt of 2022 and enter into 2023 new and fresh and ready for what God wants to do in this new year. Let it really be a new year. Don't bring all the old stuff. Don't bring all the old baggage with you. All the baggage of the old year. Leave it behind. Leave it there. And come into this new year with a newness and freshness of faith and hope and expectation. Remain firm in going forward. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If you'd like to become a partner with Sue and I in 2023, we have some great expectations for 2023. I'll talk to them a little bit about tomorrow. But you can email me, DrEddieHyatt at gmail.com. Go to my website, eddiehyatt.com, and you will find their contact information. You'll find there a PayPal link that you can click on if you'd like to give an offering to help us with our ministry. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.